ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Where we're coming, we're winding down gradually to the end of the year. And so this morning, I just titled this Thanksgiving. So I'm going to read quite a couple of scriptures. We need to just learn. It's an art. Gratitude is an art. A-R-T. It means if you don't know how to, you can actually learn it. As human beings, we are, a lot of the time, we are fixated with what we want God to do for us, to the point that we have taken it to the other extreme. A lot of people are using God like an ATM machine. You just need something. You just go in there. You slot in your card. You press in the password, which in this case, the Bible says, Thanksgiving. It said, enter its courts with that password. Thank you. So, but beyond that, God is a great God. In Psalm 100, it says, God is God. God. So God is a great God. Before we have a need, He's already a God. While we have the need, He's still our God. After the need, He's still our God. So this morning, I titled this Thanksgiving. I don't know how best to describe Thanksgiving. How do you define Thanksgiving? It is Thanksgiving. It means you are giving thanks. If there is any word like that, it means you just come to that point where the word thank you becomes your lifestyle, becomes your vocabulary, where the word in your waking moment, in your sleeping moment, you thank God. How do I mean? Even sometimes when you are asleep and you just stun, you say, thank you, Jesus. And then you sleep back. You go to the bathroom, you're still saying thank you. You may say, why? God is a great God. So, open your Bibles, please. The first reading will be from Psalm 65. Psalm 65. I will read the whole passage. It said, praise is awaiting you. Psalm 65. Oh God, in Zion. We are the Zion today. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. God resides in us. I mean, that's one of the benefits that we have in our relationship with Him. And that should elicitate thanksgiving from our heart. God, the maker of the heaven and the heart, I mean, choose to reside somewhere, not in this tent, for example, but He choose to reside inside you and I that He has created in His own image and in His own likeness. If you have a relationship with God, God is no more something abstract. God is no more, because sometimes when we are on a plain level ground and we look up, a lot of people believe that God is up there. He may be up there physically, positionally, but the joy of being a Christian is that God lives on the inside of you. So you carry Him all around. You are God's address. So David said, praise is awaiting you, O God, in Zion. He said, unto you the vow shall be performed. Why? He's the one who answers prayer. That's why we need, you and I need to thank Him. He answers prayers. And because He answers prayer, He said, to Him all flesh will come. I mean, we know the reality of verse 3 in our word. He said, iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgression, you will provide atonement for them. Said, blessed is the man What is the meaning of the word blessed? It means to be empowered. To be empowered to prosper. So I may have confusion. When God says I am blessed, it means I am empowered to have peace, to live in peace. The song that we sang earlier on, most of the time when people hear the word poor, what they are looking for is that we have reduced that to monetary terms. But it's beyond that. To be poor means, for example, you are a sinner. And then there is atonement for your sin. There is joy of forgiveness. A sinner is poor because he needs atonement for his sin, for his shortcoming. And so when you have it, you are no more poor, you are rich. Someone who is troubled, someone who is confused, and then suddenly receives divine direction, so he moves from being poor to being rich. So that feeling that God provides atonement for all our transgression, all our iniquities, should give us a sense of gratefulness. It says, blessed is the man you choose and you cause to approach you, that he may dwell in your courts. He said, we shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house and of your holy temple. And this also should help you to thank him the more. Some believers carry the feeling that people are after them, the nation is after them, the devil is after them, life is after them, and they run their Christian, all life of Christian experience as if somebody is chasing them. The truth is that no one is chasing you. If anything is chasing you, it is goodness and mercy that is following you all the days of your life. If anything is chasing you when you are sick, it is healing that is chasing you. If anything is chasing you when you have a sense of lack or you need something, it is prosperity. It is wealth that is chasing you. He says, we will be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple. He said, by awesome deeds and righteousness, you will answer us, O God of our salvation. He said, you who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth. You are the confidence. God is the confidence. In the course of this week, I was doing dishes at home, and I saw just by where I was doing the dishes, there is a window. So I saw grains of sugar on that window, and I saw ants. It was so amusing that I'm not sure the ants know how to pray. Yet their needs are met on a daily basis. And then sometimes you look at the birds of the air, every living creature that God has created. And something just dropped in my heart is that, why are we bothering ourselves on so many things? The Bible says, if God will provide for these things, how much more you and I, that is created in his own image and in his own kindness? Maybe you need to encourage someone this morning. Can you turn to your neighbor and say to them, calm down? Yeah. If you are at home, calm down. Sometimes we run. We run ahead of God. And the word walk in the spirit simply means keep in step. You don't go ahead of him. You don't stay behind him. Keep in step. Knowing what to do per time. Keep in step with the Spirit of God. That's the same word that is carried out. Being filled with the Spirit. You know what to do per time. You know how to do it. You know with whom to do it. You know where to do it. You know when to do it. You know who to do it with. That is the benefit, because God lives on the inside of us. A lot of the time, we forget this simple truth that God lives on the inside of us. And then we begin to chase things on the outside. And after we are confused, we are beaten by life. That's why we now say, oh God, help me. And the truth is that even before you took the first step, he's already waiting to help you. Praise the Lord. I love that scripture. He said, God is the confidence of all the hands of the heart and of the far off seas. He said, God is the one who established the mountains by his strength. So there is no problem in life that God can't take care of. And as a matter of fact, for you and I who are believers in Christ, God actually expects you and I, because we carry Him, to take care of many things. Many things we shout, we cry about, we need them when we realize our inheritance, when we realize our placement in Him, when we realize that we are seated with Him, we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above. Far above. I mean, you and I, we are seated in a confinement. But someone who is flying out there at maybe 10,000 feet above the sea level can see things differently. And then someone, I mean, if you are still flying at 10,000, some things might still be making meaning to you and I. In terms of people, you can still see them walking and all that. But by the time you raise the altitude to 33,000, 35,000 above sea level, the so-called our story building, our high-rise building becomes like dots. And sometimes human beings you just know that things are moving, dots are moving. So you see differently. So we are seated with Him. And so we are supposed to see differently. We are seated with Him. We know that He's the one who upholds our lives. He's the confidence of the hands of the heart. It says, He stilled the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, the tumult of the peoples. He said, they also who dwell in the farthest part are afraid of your signs. So those who live in Australia, in New Zealand, because Psalm says, there is no nation His voice is not heard. That's been the confidence of the hands of the heart. He hears German, Spanish, all the languages that we speak. That's why no matter the language, when you come to Him and you pray your language, He hears you. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So they also dwell in the farthest part, are afraid of your sign. You make the outgoings of the morning and evening rejoice. You visit the heart and you water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for you have so prepared it. You water its ridges abundantly. You settle its furrows. You make it soft with showers, and you bless its growth. If you run a business, you pursue a career path. That verses 9 and 10 represent it. You know, because David was writing to an agrarian culture. So what God is saying, or David is saying, by the inspiration of the Spirit, that God is the one who bless. He blessed the ground, He blessed the businesses, He blessed the career path. And that's one of the things why we need to learn the heart of gratefulness. Psalm 75 says, promotion that we all pursue in our career path does not come from the east, from the west. God is the judge of all. Psalm 75, I believe verses 5, 4, 5, 6. Promotion doesn't come from anywhere. God is the God of all, is the judge of all. So, this is the scripture, verse 11. He said, He crowns each year. Someone means a good place to say amen. With His goodness. And your part, not His part, because He's already an abundance, He's a great mighty God, but your own part, drip with abundance. Said they drop on the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hill rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks, the valley are also covered with grain. They shout for joy, and they also sing. So praise and thanksgiving are the primary actions of our faith. They are the primary actions. We must learn it. As we praise God, the blessings that He has blessed us with begins to manifest in different dimensions of our lives. Psalm 22, verse 3, he said, God is a holy God and He inhabits the praises of His people. So that means God doesn't dwell in complaints, in murmurings. He doesn't. Wherever you see people complaining, difficulty comes. Whenever you see people expressing disappointment, there is no hope. But God is a great God. So, God has blessed us. I mean, can we repeat it again today? Ephesians 1:3. So it may be wrong for you to be praying, God bless me, God bless me. He has already blessed us. Our disposition is what is going to attract that blessing. He said, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has, if I gave you 5,000 before this service, have I given you money? If I say I want to, it's different from I have given you. Can we read this together this morning? 1, 2, 3, go. The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed me with every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. Can you personalize it? Blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed Iodanias with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So you are blessed. And you know, when you say amen, it means you are agreeing with what has been done. So amen is not for us to call your attention. It means it is truly done. It is signed, sealed, and delivered by heaven. So when we come or we learn that attitude of thanksgiving, we are appreciating the blessing of the God in our lives. And what are those blessings? The blessing of life. The blessing of salvation. The blessing of family, whether natural or spiritual. The blessing of relationships. The blessing of identification with Christ. And you know, let's read about some of those blessings. Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 to 14. Colossians chapter 1, like I said, today is not for preaching, it's just for us to read. It said, giving thanks to the Father. You know, Ephesians 1:3, he said, the Father, the source. In another place, he said, he has given us his spirit in our heart that we may cry, Abba Father. Is our Father. Is the source of our lives. Is the source of all living. That's why the Bible says, is the confidence of all the hands of the earth. So he said, giving thanks to the Father, capital F, is a personality. Just like we know the natural father and we relate with them and they are out to do us. Most of the time they are out to do us good. It's the same way. It's that the Father has qualified us. So shame has been taken away from our lives. Condemnation has been taken away from our lives. We will never get to the point where we are ashamed of our faith. We will never get to the point where we are so boxed in and then something in this life, in this natural life, will take us out of his love. He said, we are partakers. We are partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. We are partakers. And you know, for you to understand this word partakers, I want to simply, it may not be a good illustration in that sense, but I want you to get the sense. You enter into a place, you are invited into, it's not even banquet now, you are just invited into an event, and there is plenty food, plenty drinks, you can order anything, and you are there for about 2-3 hours. You know, there is that sense where, oh, this is free food, this is food drink, you eat. But as you are eating, the thing is being replenished. What will you do? So you are partakers of something that you did not pray for. Maybe they didn't even invite you, they invited your friends. So, but you are there. But God has made you and I to be partakers. How do we become partakers? Number one place is that he has delivered us. Can you see another thing now in the word of God? You know, today people are looking for deliverance. But he has. Past tense. We need to just come into that reality. If you have a ticket in your hand and you are asked to bring your ticket as the entrance into the blessing in a place. The truth is that if you don't hold your ticket, you won't enter. But if you hold that ticket, all things are yours. All service, whatever you need, is yours. So God has delivered us. Can we read together again and personalize it? He has delivered me, Ayo Daniels, from the power of darkness, and then conveyed me. So he didn't just deliver us. One translation says he transported us. That's the word conveyed, conveyance belt. He transported you into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Can we personalize it again? Please, verse 13. He has delivered me, Ayo Daniels, from the power of darkness and conveyed me into the kingdom of the Son of his love. How did he do that for us? In whom I have redemption. I want you to continue personalizing it. In whom I have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of my sins. The forgiveness of my sin. I am forgiven. I am redeemed. He has. Not that he's going to do it. He has delivered us. So, one thing we are eternally grateful to God for is that he has made us to become partakers of the inheritance of the saints in Christ. Partakers of good health. Partakers of peace. Partakers of deliverance from sin. Partakers of deliverance from poverty. He has delivered us. If you don't know it, you'll be looking for deliverance. If you don't know it, you may suffer in this in your Christian life. If you don't know it, people may use you as an experiment. If you don't know it, fear may creep you for life. If you don't know it or you don't walk in the reality of it, you may not be able, even though you are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, but you may not be able to point to one thing that God has done in your life. He has delivered us. We were once children of the devil, slave of the devil, but through the finished work of redemption, Satan's dominion over us was broken. We are now saints in the light. I am righteous. I know many people won't say that. It's understandable. Can you say it to yourself this morning? I am righteous. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Yeah, I am the epitome that God has delivered someone from the power of darkness and conveyed them to the kingdom of his dear son. Satan's dominion over us has been broken. We have redemption from devil's dominion. We are redeemed from sins. Titus 2:14. I mean, I just want to point our attention. Titus 2:14. You know, sometimes this is what I do personally. I don't have prayer point just to thank him most of the time. Because when you are reading the scripture, you just have. Can we read together? Who gave himself for us? Oh, this morning, please let fire come into your bone. You have to rejoice at the word. Can you personalize it to yourself? Who gave himself for me, Ayo Daniels, that he might redeem me from every lawless deed and purify me for his own special people, zealous for good works? He gave himself for me. He gave himself. For my sickness, I have his health. For my sin, I have his righteousness. I have redemption. So, he has. Let's go to another scripture. Galatians 3, verses 13 to 14. Giving thanks. Thanksgiving. We need to thank God. Say, Christ, can we personalize it again? Christ has redeemed Ayo Daniels from the curse of the law, having become a curse for me. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon I or Daniel in Christ Jesus, that I will continually receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Some people find it very difficult. When we say read, they find it very difficult. You know, faith comes by hearing. And there is an element. He said, God has spoken once, twice have I heard. If you truly believe, you read it, you personalize it. That's how the word works for people. If you close your mouth, the word doesn't work for you. If you can't see, because once you hear yourself saying it, it creates the picture that God intended for it, and you begin to live in the reality. Oh, I am this, I am that. That's an accusation from the devil. The Bible says he accused us day and night before God the Father. So our primary response of faith to what God has done for us in Christ is to thank him. He has delivered us. He has. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. The curse of the law. Sin, poverty, sickness. Having been made that substitutionary sacrifice. What we have today is redemption. We are no more under any curse. Whether it's anxiety, generational causes or ancestry causes, we have been delivered. The DNA of God is what we carry. He said that the blessing. So he can't deliver us and then causes you rest again. There must be something better, something that swallows it up. There was a curse in Egypt. Moses' rod swallowed up the Egyptian rods. So, the law of the Spirit. Let's go to another scripture. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Verses 1 to 3. We read it to ourselves. Can we read? 1, 2, 3, go. There is now no condemnation for I or Daniel, because I am in Christ Jesus. I do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me, I or Daniel, free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of the sinful flesh. On the account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh for me, I or Daniel. Today I am free. That's one thing to give thanks for. A lot of people are living under guilt and condemnation. But if you have a relationship with Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. So God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And we bless him for all these blessings. We thank him. We are not trying to get blessed. We are not hoping to get blessed. We are already blessed. It is legally ours. And vitally and experientially, we must appropriate it. We are blessed. We are blessed. I am blessed. I am empowered to make spiritual progress. I am blessed to know God. I am blessed to walk in my inheritance in Christ Jesus. I am blessed to walk in the reality of all that Jesus paid for on my behalf. Ephesians 5:20 is another one. Ephesians 5:20. Ephesians 5:20. It said, giving thanks. When? Always. 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 The temptation is to give thanks when things are good. The temptation is to give thanks when the contract comes through. The temptation is to give thanks only when we have a good job or the promotion that we desire. But he says, give thanks always. While you are expecting the contract to pull through, give thanks. While the contract pull through, give thanks. While you are executing the contract, give thanks. After you finish executing the contract, give thanks. Give thanks. While you are waiting and expecting the next business opportunity, give thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The next one is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Can we read together? 1, 2, 3, go. Read it boldly. Read it boldly. 1, 2, 3, go. You know, people go on retreat to find out what the will of God is. There's nothing wrong. But maybe this is the surest way. Give thanks. Give thanks. How do you do that? Lord, I may not be able to figure things out now, but I know I don't have a confused mind. I know I have the mind of Christ. So I need to clarity on this subject. So I thank you because I operate now the mind of Christ. You are giving thanks. He said that is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Concerning us. The will of God. Because you see, giving thanks, we bring supernatural intervention into our lives. I mean, we read that scripture. Though the fig leaf may not blossom, though the olive of the vine refuse to yield strength, he said, yet I will rejoice. It's a decision. Give thanks. Give thanks. He said, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We will not only give thanks for all things, but we will also give thanks in all things. We sometimes face tests and trials. And we know it's not God who brings the tests. He's not the one who brings the trials. He's not the one who brings the adverse circumstances. Tests and trials are from the devil. But in the face of adverse situation, we maintain a spirit of praise and thanksgiving. We don't thank God for what the devil has done, but we thank him that in spite of them, you are still with us. You are still for us. You are still in us. James chapter 1 verses 2 to 4. James 1 verses 2 to 4. He said, my brethren, count it all joy. Count it all joy. When you fall. So it means there will be certain time we come that we will fall into various trials. We are going to verse 4, please. It said, knowing that the testing, or rather the proving. You know, sometimes that's what trial does, test and trial, to know where we stand. To know where we stand. I've shared the testimony before. People were holding all night in their house. And so they were holding the all night. And there was a ceiling fan roving above them. And a brother who is tall, by just mistake, accident, lifted up his hand in the midst of prayer meeting. And then the ceiling fan, the blades just hit his hand. And he cried out, Shokmano! Shokmana is the god of iron for those who worship idols. And you know, in prayer meeting all night, brethren were praying. And then he lifted up his eyes. He just said, Shokmana. Mokuo was the next sentence after. But the truth is that, you know, sometimes test trial actually help us to know where we are standing. It's like knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Let's read on until I ask you to. Is that produces patience? Please go back to verse 4. But let patience have its what? The word perfect means maturing work. Maturing work. So if you are faced with test and trial today, and then God is in that place with you, and then solution comes, at the end of that trial and test, you are able to know how not to walk, how not to operate, isn't it? And then patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect, in other words, mature and complete, lacking nothing. First Peter chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. First Peter 1, 7 and 8. Said that the genuineness of your faith be much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire. So, if we truly have the faith of Jesus, like what he said in John 16, 33, that in this world, you will have it raised to power 3, tribulations. But he said, be of good cheer, for I have handled the world. I don't know how people believe that once you are a believer, there is no test, there is no trial. No, it's not. It is. I mean, for the fact that you believe the word of God, the devil will always want to prove what you believe. He said that the genuineness of your faith is not, our faith is not fake. It's genuine. Our faith is not fake. It's a bit much more. So you can't even compare the virtue in our faith to gold, to silver, because those are precious metal. He said, even though they are precious metal, they still perish. He said, though it is tested by fire, when your faith is tested by fire, you may be found to praise. The question this morning, can you still praise when things are not working? The question this morning, can you sustain the word of the Lord? Prophecy, can you sustain it? Abraham did for 25 years. Can you hold on to God's word for 1 month? For 2 months? For 1 year? Can you hold on? This is the year of divine perfection, but I have not seen anything. I'm not saying me now. So I'm not going to believe any more word again. That's some people's disposition. No. He said, when it is tested, the Bible says that Joseph's hand, that's David wrote it, was in stocks. It was like in prison. Until his word came. And that word set him free. So, he said, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, verse 8, whom we have, having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing. Or are you a Thomas? Who says, until I see perfection, I don't believe in divine perfection. No, he said, we rejoice with joy. Hallelujah. An inexpressible joy, inexpressible and full of glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. He said, now thanks be to God who always. So he said, give thanks always. And he's now saying, thanks be to the same God who always leads us in triumph. He doesn't lead you into trouble. He leads you in triumph. Though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he's with you. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. He said we walk, he leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. In other words, when you are through that stuff, your life becomes a testimony. Your life becomes an epitome of his grace, mercy, and then you are able to help people out of their own situations of life. So, as the year comes to a close, please look back at God's goodness and faithfulness. There is a whole lot to thank him for. For example, thank him for life. We started the year, Corona hits in March, and he's still living, lingering around here, but yet you are living, you are vibrant, you are thinking through, you started planning for next year. Thank him. We continue to put out the truth of God's word. That's who we are. We continue to believe that God in our lives will help us to develop spiritually, mentally, physically, socially, and materially. So, brother, sister, 2021 is your year of revival. There is restoration all around your life. But the encouragement this morning, continue to believe God. See yourself established and firmly rooted in His plan and purposes for your life. See God enable you to do something extraordinarily in the days and weeks and months that lies ahead. Meet with your faith. See it as being the key to being established and taking greater territories for our God. I close with Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. He said, "As you therefore receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as we have been taught." But He said, "Abandon therein with thanksgiving." So we abandon thanksgiving knowing that 2021 will be a year of revival for us. Amen. As we continue to live by faith. We begin to expand the word. What revival stands. How that plays into our individual lives. But please, people of God, get ready. The just shall live by their own faith. We keep pushing out the word, but you have to take in the word. You have to learn to apply the word to your life so that what God has said, we can see that manifestation in your life. I pray for you today that this week will be a week of divine favor. God who is in you, in me, who is at work in us, we crown this year with His goodness for you. And your path will drip with His abundance. The blessings of our God will rest upon your life. The grace of our God will find expression in all that you do. I declare healing in your household, healing in your businesses, healing in your career path. God, having crowned this year for you with His goodness, 2021 will be restoration in every side. Father, we say thank you this morning. We give you praise, worship, and glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,